Closing arguments are expected today in the trial of four activists arrested a year ago during a stop and frisk demonstration outside the 103rd Precinct in Queens. Yesterday, the prosecution rested its case with testimony from the precinct commander who, under oath, admitted that no police functions had been obstructed by last November's protest, but there was the potential for obstruction. WBAI's Sally O'Brien spoke with defendant Carl Dix on his way to court this morning.
Their case comes down to that they charged with obstruction of governmental administration, even though the police were very clear that no function of their precinct was disrupted. None of their functions were unable to go on because of the protests. The only thing they have put in material is that roll call was 15 minutes late. But our attorneys have put on testimony that showed that roll call is often late at that particular precinct. So these charges were trumped up in order to make us pay a heavy price for carrying on a determined campaign of protest against stop and frisk. And it's part of Bloomberg, Kelly, and other New York authorities doubling down on that racist, illegitimate policy that targets blacks and Latinos disproportionately and represents police state tactics. Yesterday, three of the defendants testified. We will rest our case today and make closing arguments, and it'll get to the jury. But what has been brought forward in this court to date is that a spirited, determined protest was conducted at the 103rd Precinct, which was chosen because of the volume of stop and frisks that had done out of that precinct and the fact that it's the precinct out of which the cops who murdered Sean Bell worked. So we brought those together in that protest. And that the police department had a plan to arrest the protest because they had blocked off the precinct entirely, barricaded it off so no one could get there. But when our protest arrived, the police themselves opened up the barricade, allowed the protesters in, escorted us up to the stairs of the precinct, and then within a couple of minutes said, "We'll arrest you if you don't leave," and then proceeded to arrest 20 people. So they had a plan to arrest us and to ramp up the charges for those arrests, because in the other two cases in Manhattan, we faced disorderly conduct for conducting a similar protest of much longer duration. In Brooklyn, they initially raised obstruction of governmental administration, but then dropped it back to disorderly. But here in Queens, they not only hit us with one count of obstruction of governmental administration, which carries a year in Rikers as a penalty, they added a second count for the same activity.
And I know that the judge did deny, as you said, the motion to dismiss. And the day that the juror got dismissed, the assistant DA had asked for a mistrial, and the judge ruled on that?
Yes, the judge ruled against that. I mean, basically, the prosecution was asking for a do-over because they could tell that their case was not really connecting with this jury. I mean, that's my sense of this.
And so the defense is supposed to rest its case today?
Yes, we have one final witness. That's going to be done this morning. Then there'll be closing arguments and the case will get to the jury.
Do you expect that there's going to be a verdict today?
There's going to be an argument around how the judge charges the jury, what legal instructions he gives them. I don't know how long that will take, so I don't know what time of day the jury will get the case. I'm not sure that there's going to be a verdict today, but I do think the case is going to get to the jury today.
Finally, Carl Dix, if there is a conviction in this case, are you concerned that it would start a precedent in cases such as this?
Well, that's a concern of ours, and we think that this is something that they're going for, that they have been stung by the way in which people win at stop and frisk in a determined way in the civil disobedience campaign that Cornel West and I called for. They have been stung further by the escalating opposition, outrage, and condemnation. I mean, there were city council hearings in Brooklyn and Queens at which hundreds of people came, and overwhelmingly they came to speak bitterness about the way that they're treated by the NYPD under stop and frisk. And like I said before, Bloomberg and Kelly are doubling down on this policy. They want to maintain it, and for them, part of maintaining it is punishing people who stand up against it. So what's on trial here really is, do people have the right and the ability to stand up and say no to the abuses that New York Police Department and the authorities bring down on them? And we are fighting to say we not only have the right to do that, we have to have the ability, and frankly, we have a responsibility to stand up and oppose this injustice.
Carl Dix is a member of the Revolutionary Communist Party and one of four defendants on trial for protesting the NYPD's practice of stop and frisk. He spoke with WBAI's Sally O'Brien.